The Lion and the Wolf. A lion was strolling along in the desert. Lions are strong and powerful animals, but they are not always very clever, as this tale will show. The sun beat down on the lion's shaggy head, and he got very thirsty, so he stopped at a well for a drink. But when he looked down into the well, there was no water, only a wolf sitting at the bottom.
"Whatever are you doing down there?" asked the lion in surprise.
The wolf looked up and replied,
"My lord, I am just making myself a sheepskin coat."
The lion thought about the coming winter months and how bitterly cold it would be, and he decided that he too could do with a nice, snug sheepskin coat.
"Will you make one for me too?" he asked.
"Certainly, my lord, it will be a pleasure. Only you'll need to bring me plenty of sheepskins."
The lion went away and caught a couple of lambs. He went back to the well.
"Don't bother to skin the lambs," said the wolf. "Just throw them down to me, will you?"
The lion threw the lambs into the well.
"I'll need more than these," said the wolf. "Two lambskins would hardly make a cap for a great animal like yourself, let alone a coat. Tell you what, I'll make a start, and you can bring me some more skins tomorrow."
So the next day the lion went and caught two more lambs, and the next day he caught two more, and each time the wolf said there were not enough. Well, you can guess what happened to the meat, can't you? That greedy wolf stuffed himself each day until he was so fat he could hardly move. And each time the lion asked,
"Is the coat ready yet?"
the wolf replied,
"Just a couple more skins and it's finished."
At last the lion got fed up with the delays and excuses.
"My coat had better be ready tomorrow or else," he growled angrily.
"Okay, okay, keep your hair on," answered the wolf. "I am just putting the last stitches into the hem. Come back in the morning and it'll be ready and waiting. Bring a rope with you."
The next morning when the lion arrived at the well, the wolf asked him to throw the end of the rope down so that he could pull up the coat. Then the wolf got hold of the end of the rope in his teeth. The lion tugged and tugged and pulled and heaved, thinking what a fine coat it must be since it was so heavy. He never guessed that it was the fat wolf he was pulling up. When the wolf reached the top of the well, he threw the sheepskins at the lion and ran away. Sadly, the poor lion realized he'd been fooled. And to this day, in Baghdad, a person who has ordered a coat from a tailor and is met with excuses when it isn't ready will say, "Why is it taking so long? It isn't the lion's sheepskin coat, you know."